This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It is really great to be having a catch up again with, of course, the wonderful Amber Moon Holistic. Amber, thank you so much for joining me again. We've got a really great topic that we're going to have a chat about this evening.
Thanks for having me on again, Louise. Always lovely to talk to you.
It definitely is. Now, lots of people have been having a chat all about tarot reading, and maybe if you were interested in getting a deck of cards yourself, where do people begin if they are thinking about, you know, possibly diving into the world of tarot, whether it's they want to go for a tarot reading with somebody themselves, like a professional like you, or they want to maybe buy a deck and kind of, you know, just dive into it and see can they tell their own fortune. What do you make of it all, and how do you go about it yourself?
So I would say if people want to buy a deck, they should go in and have a look. There's always like a plethora of decks. There's so many ones to choose from. So which ones are your eyes being drawn to? So that's always what I'd say, is use your intuition about which kind of artworks comes out to you, like what one you're feeling the most kind of connection with, or that side of things, like to trust your intuition, because that's often the card deck that you as a reader, or, you know, when you're learning, will really start to blend with that energy, or it'll just resonate with you more with the pictures that mm-hmm. you see and the illustrations and everything like that, and the meanings in the cards with the booklet that you get. But the original is the Rider-Waite. So that would be one that I personally would recommend to people to begin with, because it's the original mm-hmm. and then build from there. So I love the Lightseers deck. That's the one that resonates with me the most, but I like to do a blend. So if I ever see a new one that I just kind of I love the look of it, I'm like, yes, I'm going to get that too, and just add it to my collection.
Amazing. And then if somebody was to, you know, reach out and actually go to get a tarot reading themselves, I know I got one. I think it was actually angel cards and it was tarot. Like, I went with one of my best friends a good few years ago, because I think every so often names of people kind of pop around, or you hear somebody of, you know, that they've gone for a tarot reading and it's given them great comfort or that type of thing. And then a lot of people go, oh, that's airy fairy, I don't believe in it. Why are you spending your money on that? But I genuinely feel like it's each to their own. You know, if it's something that you want to go and do, if it's something that is going to make you happy. I mean, some people go and spend all their money on cocktails at the weekend. So if you want to go and experience tarot, I mean, you know, it's totally up to you. If somebody comes for a tarot reading, what should they expect?
So I always tell people at the beginning, you'll hear what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear. And okay. That's not to scare anybody. But I often find that if someone's coming in, they're dying to know, when am I going to meet somebody? When am I going to meet somebody? For example, they might have something within them that needs to be kind of shifted a little bit. So we might talk about, okay, like, are you feeling ready? Have you moved on from a previous relationship? Is your heart still broken? So that might come up in the tarot. So it's just for them to be aware that maybe something like that is something that they might need to work on. But I do see somebody in their energy in the future, but it's in the distant future. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So sometimes people can't predict the future too much. But, you know, when you're coming in terms of, like, they might want it now, but the energy might be saying, in a while, you know, you've got some lessons to learn first. So I can't stress that enough, is to be open to the messages. So it's not always what you're going to want to hear, but it's always what you need to hear. And it's always quite positive as well. It can also be in terms of, you know, it might be in their energy that they need to start a business, and then everything will start to come together. They'll have the confidence then to, and the time and energy to put into a relationship once they have this up and running, something they've been thinking about for a while. So I'll always tell people to be open to the messages, because, again, it's whatever wants to come out at the time that you need to know. It might not always be what you think you're going to see coming in. And I've found that with a lot of clients, but they're delighted to hear what they needed to hear and for it to be delivered to them honestly. And then they can go out and do the 180 in their lives that might lead to the transformation that they were hoping for. Yeah. Does that make sense?
That totally does. What about if, because I know a lot of people will be frightened that if they've never gone for a reading before or they've never even picked up a tarot deck for themselves, they might be afraid of cards that are going to show bad things. Is that a bit of a myth that if you go in that, you know, you might get a bad reading or somebody might tell you that you're going to, you know, lose all your money or lose your job or your relationship is going to break up?
If you, now, in all fairness, if you go to somebody and they start telling you all this stuff, you know, that you didn't think going in, they're not a great reader.
Okay.
And also, if you pull the death card, everyone sees that, you know, I think it was in Father Ted, someone was laughing about it with me before, but the death card kept coming out. But that's not a bad thing. That's about a new beginning. So to be honest, the cards, they're honest, but they're not mean. Like, there's no cruel card in the deck. It all blends into a story. So it's just the story of your life being relayed back to you. And it comes in past, present and future energy. And future can be determined when you leave, you know, when you leave, the future leaves with you. So any decision you make in the present moment impacts your future. So they're only reading the future as per your energy there in that session. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So anything can change. So anything can change. And it kind of lies with the person themselves as well, that they can do the 180 or they can change. You know, they can start to go in the right direction if they're going in the wrong and everything. It's just advice. And I always say that the reader, a good reader, is a mirror to your own soul.
Okay.
So when you go in, you'll often find that people are like, I knew that deep down. Or, yeah, I have been thinking about that lately. Or, oh, that's funny. Someone just mentioned that to me recently. A good reader doesn't just depend on the tarot. They work with the energy that the person's bringing in, the energy around the cards. They're able to read a story and talk to you about what they're seeing and how it's relating to your life. And most of the time, what they're pulling up on is your living energy, your psychic energy. So what's going on around you in your home, in your workspace, you know, anything from the past that hasn't been fully healed, anything you've been thinking about doing in the future that seems to be a good thing that's on the right path. That's what they're pulling up on. So it is, you know, stuff that you're going to already kind of know or have an inkling about. If they start coming out with things that you've never thought of or just that don't seem to resonate, then they aren't pulling into your energy properly, or else they're picking up on someone around you, which can happen too sometimes. So it's really interesting.
It is. It's very interesting.
There's lots behind the scenes with it.
Yeah. If anybody's interested in actually learning it for themselves, or maybe if they want to, you know, learn the technique of tarot, I mean, what is the best way to go about it? Like, I know there's, say, places like you can attend a class. Do you need to be in a certain frame of mind to actually maybe open yourself up to bringing this new skill into your life?
So yeah, I've actually been teaching tarot recently, and a lot of people came in and they were like, I don't know if I'll be able to, or if I'm good enough, or I don't know if I have that skill, but they're coming to me. Everyone has the ability to read psychically. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So you know yourself when you walk into a room and if someone's had an argument, you can pick up on that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you've angel cards, you'd be like, that's so funny, that's in relation to something that I've been thinking about. But you might find if you pull for a friend that the angel cards, you can actually tell the story around what the angel cards could be about. So people do possess more than they think they do. So I always love kind of expanding on that with people. Even when they come into me as a client, you know, we get them into the energy that they're able to pick up on different things that might be going on around them. And if they can see it in the card for themselves, they might see something that I haven't seen in the card. It's always really interesting. And I do like that, you know, that kind of like energy exchange and everything during it, and for people to really kind of open themselves up. You do have to be somewhat open, like, as in, if you're completely skeptical, you might kind of close yourself off to seeing, you know, as much as you can see with it. But definitely delve into it and give it a go. I always find that angel and oracle cards are a good way to begin to get that confidence up, and then delve into the tarot. And I found when I was learning, YouTube was very good. I learned a lot on YouTube of what other readers perceived. I did some reading on it, but you can also go too much into delving in, there's so much information. So what I always say to my students is, trust your intuition, look at the images. What does the card represent to you? What are you seeing in the card? What are you feeling in the card? Refer to the book, but then let the book go away. You know, start to learn like how to build out the story just by, I suppose, becoming more accustomed to the cards and what they mean to you. So that's, it's a real amazing personal journey, I think.
Yeah, it will sound so fascinating. And I know lots of listeners will be interested in this as well. And hopefully, if they're looking for maybe something to learn over the summer, tarot could be it. Amber, if people want to maybe check out your social media, if they want to take a look at all of your resources online, where is the best place for people to go?
So they can follow me on Instagram. It's at Amber Moon Holistic. Or they can check out my website, www.ambermoonholistic.com, and I'll happily get back to them with any queries that they might have.
Oh, super stuff. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on to share that. I really enjoyed that chat, and I'll be looking forward to catching up with you again really, really soon.
Thanks so much, Louise. Talk to you soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.